Hello and welcome. This is James Baduke speaking, and you're watching another session from the Online Selling University. And this particular session is actually going to go into the free grouping. And the reason I'm doing this is because I've been watching World Cup soccer this week. Lots of World Cup soccer on this week. A lot of buzz happening around the World Cup and all of the stuff going on with soccer. There's also been, I'm in Canada, so we've got hockey, the Stanley Cup finished just recently. We had the NBA basketball finals just happened recently. All sorts of sporting events. Now, you're probably going, James, what are you doing talking about sporting events? I'm going to learn about online marketing. Well, in fact, there's a lot we can learn from sporting events. Now, just take a look at these ones that I've mentioned right now. Now, you know, one of the things that interests me a lot is psychology, the way people think, the way people work. And I want to take a look. If you look at the internet marketing crowd, what you'll see are what I call, it's almost like this. It's like little pieces or slivers of the pie. And of course, there can be a lot more slivers that I'm doing, but it seems every week there's some kind of little course or big mega course, $997, that you have to get, and it covers a tiny slice of what you need. And after that big launch has come and gone, there'll be another slice, and it's all about you have to do this stuff with niche markets, and this one will be a $297 one. And you may find that someone will go and they'll do some tools that fit into that particular area, and those ones, of course, are $97. And you find every week there's always some little course or some little thing that you need, and it's like a never-ending circle. It's like every week, you know, if there was 52 slices, there'd be 52 courses you had to have. It seems there's always something, and it's always the latest, greatest, best, have to have it. Now, that's what happens in many markets. Online selling is no exception. Now, here's the thing that's kind of interesting. If we take that sort of view of what we need to be successful with our online business, let's take a look at what happens on a soccer team. On a soccer team, you know, we've got a goal at either end. We've got two teams. We're going to look at one team, but we have a defensive side, we have the midfielders, and we have the forwards. We've got the pieces. Each of these particular groups has a specific set of tasks, tactics, and strategies. Each of them has their own job that they need to do. You don't find the forwards playing defense all the time. Okay, they have a specific goal, and in fact, that's what it is in soccer. They're supposed to set up and score goals. They need points. Take a look at hockey, for example. In hockey, we have defensemen, no midfielders, and forwards. Take a look in basketball, baseball, any team sport. I want to suggest that marketing is a team sport. Online selling is a team sport. And you have to have a team working for you to help you through all of the different pieces that are required to be successful. And that's what most people don't do, is they don't take the time to figure out and say, you know what, I really need, got a phone ringing in the background there, we've got a really need to have all of the pieces work together. Now, here's what I want to suggest too. Think about this. We need some different pieces. We need some different tactics and strategies. Everyone has their own role. Now, here's the other thing. I'm going to suggest that the teams that won the championships are definitely from the school of, keep it simple, stupid. The KISS rule. Now, what do I mean by that? They have a series of set plays that everyone works on together. They spend the whole year practicing the plays. And you know what? It's not how complicated. It's not the team with the most complicated plays that wins. You know what? It's not even the team. That has the best players. It's not the team that has the most money. It's not any of those things. What it is, and think about this for your business. This is really, really, really important. Think about this for your business. I don't know where you're starting out. I don't know what situation you're in. I don't know how long you've been doing this or how short you've been doing it. I don't know anything about your business. What I do know, though, is after being online for 10 years, if you're able to create or follow a simple system, but if you're able to do this, and I want to make sure that you understand what I'm talking about there here, because this is vitally important. If you're able to execute it consistently, you're going to win. Find a simple system. Something like Hub and Spoke is what I teach. It's very simple to follow. But you have to execute it consistently. What that means is that you've got to set aside some kind of schedule to do the work. And you have to do, you know when I drew that little pie at the part? With all those slices? Guess what? Do you think you can get by only doing these two? Of course not. That's like playing with half a team. That's like expecting to score goals but only having defensemen on the field. Okay, you're not going to win the World Cup if you've only got defensemen, you don't have any midfielders or forwarders. There's no way you're going to win. You're not going to win the NBA championship, or you're not going to win the Stanley Cup in hockey if you only have one kind of player on the field. You need all of the pieces. You need to know a little bit about creating products, about getting traffic, about blogging, about how you persuade and influence people, about building sites, about launching products, about doing podcasts, about doing HTML. You need to know where to get the right tools for each of those places. You need all of them. I'm not saying that you can get by keeping it simple by only using one piece. What I am suggesting is that you don't need to be a complete expert. And this is what happens. Someone goes and they buy the biggest, bestest kit, and it's on a certain piece. So you know what? They know this section of marketing inside and out. They know everything about it. They're experts there. But guess what? They have very little resources or very little knowledge in about any of the other pieces. Are they going to be successful? No, they're not. You're either going to have to outsource this or know a little bit. You have to know a little bit about each one. And you know what? The interesting thing for me is, if you know the ones that work for each of the pieces, all you have to do is execute on those pieces consistently. Execute on a tiny bit consistently. Just execute on those tiny pieces. And you're going to end up where you're going to have a system that you can follow that's easy for you to do on a regular basis that covers all of the bases. Now, here are the bases that we do in Hub and Spoke. You know what? You know what's in the middle of the Hub and Spoke? Your customers, your prospects, your existing clients. And you know what we do with those? In the Hub, we want to make sure that we have a thorough understanding of what. We want to make sure that we can research our customers. We want to understand what makes them tick, what it is they want, what their problems are, what we need to solve. Okay? We also have what I call our build hub sites. We want to build a hub site. And a hub site is a site that we use to do what? Collect email addresses and contact information. Why? Well, because when we use a HubSpoke in conjunction with something called Traffic Spokes, what we're going to do is we're going to start to build relationships. We want to be able to build rapport and earn the right to do business with someone. And you know what we're going to do those traffic spokes? We're also going to do something called event spokes. And what are event spokes about? Well, we're going to make sure that we can educate our consumers. What are we doing when we're educating people? Well, we're letting people know a little bit about our market, about how we can solve their problems, and they're letting them become comfortable with us. And when you educate people, we're also going to do something called, yeah, you got it, money spokes. And money spokes complete the circle as we move around and around the customer, cycling customers through a simple hub and spoke model. You know what? Do you have to know how to do some events? Yeah, you can do events or you can become involved in events, and I show you how to do that. How do you educate customers? We have a whole bunch of different ways to educate customers. How do you do the research and make sure that you have the right brand, the right theme, the right market, your big fat claim? All of that's in there. How do you build your main site, your showcase site, where you educate people and compel people to want to do business with you? How do you build relationships and rapport, persuade and influence? How do you get traffic? It's a complete system. Do you have to be an expert on research? No. Do you have to be an expert on HTML? No. Do you have to be an expert in traffic? No. But you have to use single items in each of those areas. You have to get a little bit good at traffic. You have to get a little bit good at web copy. You have to get a little bit good at research. You have to get a little bit good about building a newsletter and email marketing. But more importantly, you have to take a look at, say to yourself, am I serious about building this business? Am I serious about looking at this entire thing for the big picture? Am I here for the quick hit? There we go. Just make sure we get the rest of the board here. There we go. All clean. Am I serious about this? And am I going to be able to spell execute correctly? Am I going to be able to execute a simple plan consistently? That's what it's all about. But you know what? You better have a plan to follow. If you're following one piece of a plan, that's never going to be enough. You're going to be hopping all over the place. And from every 10 minutes, it seems like you're going to fall prey to the next biggest, greatest, latest scam, latest play that's happening, because it's not an integrated system. And you know what? I call it Online Selling University. It's about web marketing, but you know what? It is about offline marketing as well, because your customers are real people in the real world. They're not online entities. They're real people. And you better understand how they behave, why they do the things they do, and make sure that the system that you're using to educate, persuade, and influence them is one that's going to work. But here's the key right here. Keep it simple. Use the hub and spoke model, but execute the plan consistently. over time. If you do that, you're going to be successful. If you don't, you're going to be frustrated and you're going to spend a lot of money on stuff you don't need. I hope you take the chance to go and take a look at the Hub and Spoke marketing map that I've included with this video. Take a look at it. There's a lot there, and you're going to learn as much as you need to learn to execute on it consistently. This is James Maduke speaking. You're watching a little session from Online Selling University. I hope to see you inside.